and some early hippie prog from the group Delared Chameleon Family, French group. A track called Nova Vana from an album, a soundtrack album, in fact, called Visa de Censure Numero X, a soundtrack to film of the same name, which I don't know anything about, from 1975. And we have just a few minutes left in this show, so doing some quick math here, trying to find something that will exactly fit into the just under 5 minutes I have left. And what the heck, let's hear another track from Horse Lords. I'm going to play something else from the same album, namely Comradely Objects, and this will be a piece called Rundling, and I'll be back after this to say goodbye. And Horse Lords there with another track from the album Comradely Objects 2022 release. We heard just then a track called Rundling. And that's going to do it for tonight's show. Thanks for listening. Thanks, as always, to everyone who kept me distracted on the comments board. Thanks even if you weren't on the comments board. Appreciate it. Amanda's next in just a few seconds. She'll be followed at 9, as usual, by Daniel Blumen. You're tuned now and forever to listener support of WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. See you next time.
out here in the field.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Out Here in the Field with Amanda. I'm Amanda. And right now, we're inside a bat habitat. They're very chatty. And I hope everyone's doing amazing this evening. This is WFMU's radio show about field recordings, sound effects, found sound, and music that leans heavily on all of those, or any of those, any one, or in combination, any of. Most recently, we heard a field recording by the ambient artist Raura, spelled R-A-U-R-A. That was a recording of a singing bowl. And I think it was several different singing bowls that she was striking out in the hills of Sedona, Arizona. A spiritual place, if ever I heard of one. I've actually never been there. If you have been there, you can chime in on the AccuPlaylist at WFMU.org and tell us what it was like, if you like. Before the singing bowls, we heard Semiotic Ghosts, and that is from their release from earlier this year, January 2025, called Peach Blossom, The Color of Divine Love. And yeah, the track we heard was Caladan Sanguineous. So far, I have not played long tracks like that, and I quite enjoyed it, actually. I often bristle when I hear tracks in an hour show. I mean, one of my own hour shows, that is. that are like too long and, you know, too much time has passed before a new thing is introduced. But there was so much going on in that that it didn't bother me at all. We may or may not have something else a little bit long for you later on in the show. And so I hope you are prepared for deep listening, as if you ever aren't prepared for deep listening. The bats are very happy. And I am very happy to bring you this next track. You're listening to WFMU.
Thank you. Thank you.
Here we go, bathtub time, here on Out Here in the Field. My name's Amanda, and this is WFMU. We just heard Kimathi Moore with a pretty long track called L'Anne de Philemon. Moore is originally from Paris, France, and now resides in North Carolina. This was a release from 2010 called Où nous laisse terre inconnue. And I don't know, I loved it. We heard Alex Wilcox before that, the field recordist who did really nice recording of a farmer's market in Ann Arbor, Michigan from 2021. And the other thing we heard in that set that didn't have very many things in it, but it was the same length as sets always are, was Miniature Wunderland, this amazing exercise, or I don't know what to call it, feat of engineering, which was a construction of a toy train, you know, track that went around a really, really long track that spanned an entire floor of a building. And it, as it chugged along, it struck drinking glasses, you know, wine glasses that were full of liquid to varying degrees to make those tones. And yeah, that was uploaded to Instagram in 2025. I'm not sure exactly when it happened, but I have a suspicion that it was during lockdown. It was like something that people occupied themselves with in 2020. But it's just so lovely and delightful. And if you can find the video that goes along with that, it is equally delightful to just see the train going. You're listening to Out Here in the Field. My name's Amanda. I think maybe I said that before, but it bears repeating. I don't know. Yeah, stick around for the rest of the show. I have some fun things planned. Thank you for listening.
Oh, Evelina.
Oh, well, then she's got a money accumulator.
Come on with the set. I say, Evelina.
Oh, well, then she's got a money accumulator.
Come on, with him. Come on, with the shit.
Back up me. Back up me.
Right between her leg, boy.
My lordy, Lord, Lord, between her leg.
Come on, back.
Well, I can get it,
my lordy, any old time I want it.
Come on back to him. Said I can get it,
my lordy, any old time I want it.
How much time you want it?
Come on.
Back up.
Three times a day, boy.
My lordy, Lord, Lord, three times a day.
Come on. Somebody start another song. We got to get these feet. Sun going down.
I got a mother in the promised land.
Come on back here, boy.
Come on.
Thank you.
Okay, here we are. Inside the cave now. And just quickly, I will tell you that you just heard Yuichiro Fujimoto on Out Here in the Field. That track was called Fruit Shapes. Before that, we had some sound effects of pigeons and seagulls eating in Oakland. And that was released by Omni Gardens. And we started that set with the Bright Light Quartet and the Menhaden Shanties. We really only heard one. The track goes on for quite a bit longer after that. That's from an LP called The Eastern Shores Southern Journey 8. And that's one of the many, many, many albums consisting of field recordings by Alan Lomax. That one came out on Prestige Records in 1961. I wanted to mention really, really briefly that WFMU has started its October Hellraiser fundraiser. It's a quiet fundraiser where we raise extra money for the station to get us through to our big blowout fundraising marathon in the spring. If you feel moved to donate to WFMU during this month, please do so. We would love it. How does everyone feel here in the cave? Are you cold? Oh, you're quite cold now that it's started to rain. Or are you dry because the cave is keeping you at least a little bit drier? All right, let's drop the cave analogy now and go somewhere else. Thanks for listening.
good. This is good. Ooh, pipistrelle right overhead. Oh, another one. I'm not looking for you. I'm looking for this Leisler's Batsu. Oh, I can see it. I'm just going to run after it here. Let's see where it is. Brilliant. Okay, so I've positioned myself just on the edge of this hedgerow here. So I'm on the edge of my village, my home village in Northern Ireland, Castle Dawson. I know these country lanes and roads inside out. I've spent most of my childhood exploring them, flanked by honeysuckle, ash trees, really dense vegetation here. There it goes there. So we've got a Leisler's bat. This is a bat that goes by a few different names. Lesser noctule is one of them. It's basically a small noctule bat. It's in the same genus as the common noctule, Nyctalis noctula. This is Nyctalis leisleri. And right now, it's echolocating on the edge of this field. If I can just get closer. Here we go. Just position myself beside this gate here. Okay, hopefully it comes back. Yes, it will. There it is. So I'm tuned to about 22.4 kilohertz. Ah, that's just the most beautiful sight. It's moving, circling around this. In fact, it's actually a hill fort. It's an ancient rath, an old hill fort. There are quite a few of these positioned around rural Mid-Ulster. It's just at the very far corner of the village boundary. This Leisler's is just circling around. This is a bat that's really fond of pasture, so this is quite a few of these fields have been recently cut and spread with slurry, and there are some cows grazing in the fields opposite, so very much a bat of farmland here, and they will tend to feed on maybe dung flies, probably moths and so on the edges of these fields. So this bat is really flying quite fast. I would say easily about 25-30 kilometers per hour at the moment. It's just moving really quickly back and forth on the edge of this field, dipping, diving. And these Leisler's bats will use two different kinds of calls. They have a lower frequency call, about maybe 22, 23 kilohertz I'm tuned to now. And that's kind of a very, kind of, like a very kind of whoop, 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 a kind of poppy call, or a choppy call, chop. And then they have a higher kind of chip, a frequency modulated sweep, at about 27 kilohertz. So they'll alternate between those two calls. Get closer, here we go. Right overhead. This bat has been used as a security measure for a very well-known Northern Irish bank note, £20 note. So if you shine a UV light on the rear of that note, you'll get a Leisler's bat. And I just love that concept of shining UV light to reveal something secretive, something hidden. I think it's very much in keeping with the mysterious lives of bats. And I suppose kind of reflects the technology that I'm using now to listen to them, because ultimately you are able to hear this, and I'm able to hear all of these vocalizations because of a bat detector. So again, revealing a hidden sound there. I've just stood on a thistle, and it's went up my trouser leg, so that's quite painful. Oh, the perils of this craft. Yeah, there are, but maybe 6 or 7 soprano pipistrelles just above me as well. Just circling and weaving and dipping over the top of this copse. And again, that Leisler's back just coming back. So powerful, really powerful vocalizations. And these things fly at maybe 25, 30 kilometers per hour, maybe faster. Really fast, quite powerful flight. Long, thin wings evolved to travel quickly. I just saw a soprano pipistrelle, I think, take a moth in midair there. That was really something. I could see the silhouette of the moth disappear.
Well, that's it. That has been the show for this evening. Thank you so much for listening to Out Here in the Field. Thank you every time you listen. My thank you right now applies to every single time you listen or have listened. How's that? Right now we're in the hailstorm, but prior to that, we penultimately ended the show with a field recording that I made of the Oculus here near Jersey City, all just on the other side of the Hudson River. And I was walking through the big open space of the Oculus and towards the PATH train platform. They have a piano there, and, you know, I don't have to tell you, you heard it. We heard Mark Ferguson before that narrating his recording of bat echolocation. Yes, returning to the bats here on the show. He has a beautiful collection of these recordings called Walking with Bats, released in 2023. And in there, we also heard some vintage pinball sound effects, very, very old pinball machines, most of them from the 50s. And we had some, you know, swinging music to accompany that, because why not? At the top, we also heard a little bit of a recording by a recordist from the Netherlands, who goes by Human Observer, and that recording was made in Greece. Corfu, to be exact. It's called Greece, Corfu, Balcony, Cars, Plane Overhead, Insects, Ventilator. Something I love about the field recording industry is how beautifully cut and dry the descriptions on the tracks are. The tracks are named exactly what they are. Not always, but frequently. That's it for me. this evening. I will be back next week, and I really hope you have enjoyed what you've heard. Daniel Blumen is up next.
We expect no rain, said the weatherman, but it did. I hope it don't fall on me, I said, but it did. Now the sky looked blue, and there's hardly a cloud in the sky. And here I stand with a rainbow in each eye.
I'm Amanda, and this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County in at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.